All right, Zach's not here, so I got to choose who's filling in. Just wait. All right, we got Alex Golish sending bat signals again after an important weekend of official visitors. We've got the best number 75 to ever wear the Auburn football jersey. And we've got Jackson Coibin with an outstanding finish to his amateur career. All that and more coming up on Village Vice. I'm Brad. Zach is out this week. He's taking some well-earned time off. And so we're going to have a few special guests coming in to co-host this week. And right off the bat, now I didn't tell Zach this was happening. He may have banned him from the live shows. Yeah. You can't ban, though. It's Matt. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt's here.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Brad. How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. I'm excited about this. I'm a little nervous. Like, I hope, you know, I hope Zach continues. Like, I hope we continue to do shows after what he might see as treason. But I'm excited about it. We've talked about you for a long time on the show.
You know, have made appearances, you know, here and there, just, you know, kind of verbally. So, you know, just thanks for having me on. And, you know, one day, you know, maybe Zach can hop on, you know, kind of with the two of us.
I love that. Yeah. Maybe Zach could join us for a show someday. I like the way you put that. Mm-hmm. That's outstanding. We actually have a picture of Zach from the beach if people would like to see it. You think people would like to see it for those of you that are on YouTube?
Yeah, I think you may want to pop it on the screen.
All right. Here's Zach at the beach with the live turkey. I guess he stopped and picked that up on the way, maybe?
You know, it's been a while since I've been to the Bates House of Turkey. They could be doing clothes now, and he may have just, you know, got it all at the same spot. Who knows?
He didn't get that at aushirts.com, I can tell you that.
He did not, no.
I got a great gift from aushirts.com. Even though I could have told my family, like, you know, I'm part owner of the thing. I probably could have just gotten one. They got me a Bug hat for Father's Day.
Nice.
Yeah. So you get your Bug hats, your FE shirts, your His Name is Fred Gaskin shirts. Fred actually gets a portion of that. He's kind of in on it. Just go to aushirts.com. They present every episode of the show. All right. So, Matt, just kind of, you know, we get some live stream comments and some comments on videos from time to time, but we're 75 days out from kickoff, and Alex Golish is putting out bat signals again, eagle emojis over the weekend. Just your thoughts on what he and the rest of the staff are doing in recruiting over the summer. They've turned what's normally a quiet month into a really active one.
You know, I am pleasantly shocked at how well they are doing. But then when you get the opportunity to listen to Coach Golish speak, I mean, you kind of want to run through a brick wall for the guy. I mean, if you're that type of player. And so, you know, with the potato famine that we had a few years ago, and then also the most previous regime that, you know, we had as well, it's almost like Golish kind of takes the best parts out of both of those. Because I do think Arson is, you know, I think he football IQ wise is very high. And I think, you know, Hugh Freeze and his staff could recruit very well. Well, it sounds like we put those two together and we have Alex Golish and his staff. And so they know the type players that they want to find. And, you know, they're doing a great job with that.
It's not an apples to apples comparison, but I've compared Golish to Bruce Pearl, like, at a couple of different times here before he gets into his first fall camp. And just in terms of the authenticity, the relentless work ethic, like, so much that you kind of, like, you would think it's a put on if you weren't around him all the time. But he's never stopping, and he's always consistent. And that's kind of, that was Bruce Pearl. If we made the comparison, Harsin is to Lebo, okay? ball knowledge, mm-hmm. like technician, recruiting wasn't the strong suit. Like, wasn't willing to bend over backwards to do whatever was necessary to recruit at the highest level necessary. Now, you take the next step, and Freeze and Barbie aren't terribly comparable. The right. experience and, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't know. It's like the program was supposed to take a step up. It didn't. But now you're the guy after the guy who was a pretty good technician but didn't recruit great. And now he's kind of doing it all. Is that, do you think I'm way off? Do you think it's a really, like, do you think it's a bad comparison?
No, I think you're pretty spot on. I do think that what Bruce took over versus what Coach Golish is taking over right now, you know, there's just way more in the cupboard. Plus, you know, he was able to bring, you know, a lot of his guys, a lot of his now Auburn guys, you know, and, you know, I just really think that the sky could be the limit, you know, with Golish. I really do.
There's not going to be that many guys left to recruit. Like, they're going to have recruiting. You got to hold on to them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there are going to be a lot of surprises. There are going to be a lot of room for surprises left when the calendar turns to July and when you get into the season. To think about how hard they're working to not just get ahead, but now you're just in retention mode of all of these guys that have committed to you. That's insane to think about in their first year. What's going to happen when they've got the roots down and they've built relationships with the high school coaches and the players for 2 years or more? I mean, it's crazy to think about the progress that they're making.
Well, and, you know, just like you talked about, the class is probably going to be, what, maybe 90, 95% complete
yeah.
before we even, you know, kind of head to Atlanta and take care of Baylor in the opening weekend. So, you know, just like you talked about, retention's going to be big there. But, you know, especially with a couple announcements coming up, maybe next week and maybe in a couple weeks that, you know, hopefully kind of go our way. And, you know, the product that I think they're going to see on the field this year, you know, it's going to be a lot of – there's going to be a lot of other teams in the conference that are going to be saying, uh-oh. Because when Auburn figures it out, everybody's saying, uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this – Auburn hadn't had a stretch like this in a long time. I mean, generations, they've not had a stretch like this. So this is abnormal. And when Auburn comes back, they typically don't come back in a small way. They mm-hmm. come back in a really big and a really loud way. So you're a ball knower. What are you most excited to see as a part of, like, the offensive culture? Like, break it down for people. You know ball. What are you most excited to see offensively? From, it can be a player or a part of the scheme or any of it.
So, unfortunately, I'll answer your question with a question. Do we know when Coach Golish is going to release the hearing test results for our offensive linemen this year?
No, I don't.
Then that would better help me answer the question.
I don't think that's an issue. I got a feeling this staff is so extensive with their scouting, they would know if somebody had lice in first grade.
I agree. Now, what I'm looking forward to most is, I think you're actually going to see a little bit of early Gus with this offensive staff. You know, when they're like, hey, we're getting 4, 5, 6 yards a pop, they're going to keep doing it. And they're going to run tempo. And then all of a sudden, the safeties are going to start coming up. You know, the DBs are going to start maybe getting a little bit lax because, you know, they're not having to cover. And then all of a sudden, you see a double move. All of a sudden, we may even see a slant every now and then or slant and go. And so I think you're going to, you know, we're going to be pleasantly surprised with what we see. It's going to be, I think, a little bit of 13 Gus with maybe some, maybe 17 thrown in there as well.
I like that. I like that a lot. In 17, let's see. Nope, not 17. I had that wrong. So we'll just move right along. So a guy who's probably not going to play much this year. We're 75 days away from kickoff. 75 days. Number 75 on this year's team is Bear McWhorter. True freshman. Auburn kind of flipped him, got him away from Michigan late in the recruiting season last year. I did a one-on-one interview with Bear you know, one of those like War Eagle Plus, get to know the incoming freshman guys. Super, super, super impressive individual. Like, has had a nonprofit since his freshman year in high school that helps families adopt kids. And then you're like, well, that's great. He's a nice, sweet guy. Now let's talk football. He's like, oh, no, I want to rip the guy's head off who lines up in front of me. He's got that perfect, like, you talk about representing Auburn. Fans are going to love Bear McQuarter when his time comes. May not be this year, but eventually he's going to play. And I think fans are going to love this guy.
Yeah, very excited to see him come in, because anytime you get an O-lineman to flip from Michigan, you know, whether Hollerball's there or not, I mean, you know, you're looking at a hard-nosed player that's going to work really hard. And, you know, it's great to hear that you got to do one of those sit-down interviews with him, because, you know, for people like myself that don't really have an access to, you know, kind of get to learn the guys, you know, those are always great interviews to kind of check out and just get to know them, you know, kind of on the personal side, and before they, you know, before he starts ripping people's heads off.
Can you name other 75s that have played for Auburn football? This is a heavy, obviously a heavy offensive line number. I bet you know the names, you've just forgotten that they were 75.
Probably so. The short-term memory I used to have went out the window when I had my son. So, yeah. You know, I'm going to let you help me out with 75 there.
All right. What if I said TJ Mears? Do you remember TJ Mears?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Okay. I remember TJ Mears, mid-90s offensive guard.
Okay.
So, like, he was an offensive lineman for Damian Craig.
Okay.
How about Hart McGary? Do you remember Hart McGary?
I do remember Hart.
All right. Starter on the 2000 offensive line. 2007, mm-hmm. Andrew McCain was number 75.
Part of a really good young offensive line that year.
Sure was. Somebody else wore it in 2010 when a bunch of those freshmen became seniors. Do you remember 75 in 2010? Starter. O-line starter, national champion.
Well, what? Zimbo was 73.
Yep.
75 on that team. I'm drawing a blank.
All right. Brandon Mosley.
Another good offensive lineman, yeah.
Yeah, starter at right tackle, 75. But I think probably the best 75 ever in Auburn football history was not an offensive lineman. Does that give you enough of a hint, or do you need more?
I need more, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to give any more hints. I'm just going to give you straight away. The Predator Stanley McClover wore number 75.
Wow.
Wow. That's the face of somebody who hadn't thought about Stanley McClover in a little while.
Wow. That's bad. I couldn't come up with that. That is bad on my part.
It's dad brain. It's dad brain.
You know, I'm going to take a drink of my non-C4 Skittles, you know, energy drink. But, oh, man, should have gotten the Predator.
Is that a different – wait, so that's not a C4?
No, this is – let's see. There we go.
Oh, it's Ghost.
Ghost Energy. You have green, sour green apple, and they did a collab with the Warheads candy, if you can remember that.
Sour apple stuff is really good. Mm-hmm. Sour, like, people sleep on green apple flavored stuff. It's outstanding. It's green apple Gatorade is one of the best flavors of Gatorade there is. Have you tried that?
I have not tried that. No. That might be a little...
You're not sure about it, are you?
I'm not sure about that one.
All right. The Predator, Stanley McClover. Do you remember when Auburn signed Stanley McClover? Like, there was no – he was going to be the best, the most havoc-wreaking defensive end that we had ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of was in some spells in 04 and 05. But so there you go. There's 75, Stanley McClover. We're going to keep going. We're going to talk about Jackson Coivin and give some final thoughts on today's show after we remind you that today's episode is presented by our friends at Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. Throughout the summer, go in and say, beat the heat. Beat the heat with Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika. They will give you for free an AC performance evaluation, a system pressure test, an event temperature analysis, just preventative checking, preventative maintenance. And if they find anything that needs to be repaired, that's over $300, they will take $50 off the cost just because you listen to or watch The Barn. So go in and tell them Village Vice sent you. It is Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. Beat the heat with our friends at Precision Tune Auto Care, now open at 7 o'clock in the morning so you can take care of your stuff and then get to work. So Jackson Koivun yesterday finished the U.S. Open with a 68. Really tough course. Played, you know, super difficult. And he finished. He's moved a little bit because, let's see, at the time of us recording. No, he finished with a, he was five over. But he finished yesterday with a 68. So he was two under for his final round as an amateur golfer ever. Top 40 finish at the U.S. Open in your last tournament as an amateur. I mean, he's every bit of what we thought he was, Matt.
Yeah, and, you know, going out on that course in those conditions, shooting a 68, you know, in a major, like, you know, I would be happy to shoot a 150, you know, in those conditions. And so for Jackson to go out and do that just shows he's going to have a very long, you know, a very successful career.
I think I could break 90 on the front nine. I do. I think I could. I think on the front nine.
You know, I hadn't played golf with you in a while, so I'm going to trust you on that. But, I mean, if it gets in the rough, I mean, I may just drop and go ahead and just chip out in the fairway.
That's not old Stony Brook Golf Course in Jacksonville. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So we're going to do the post show coming up. Matt's going to do the post show just like anybody, just like when Zach and I do the post show. Matt and I are going to do the post show coming up. And so, you know, we'll talk a little bit about kind of how we became friends and a little bit of that backstory throughout the years. So we're excited about that. But how about we do this, Matt? How about we do a record prediction for Auburn football this year? Sure. All right. So let's start, obviously. We'll just kind of just go right through them here. So Baylor in Atlanta.
That's a win.
Okay. Southern Miss. I don't think anybody thinks Auburn's going to lose that game. Florida.
That's a win.
So we're 3-0. Vanderbilt at home.
That's another win.
That's 4-0. Tennessee on the road.
You're probably looking at a toss-up game right there. You know, Tennessee, you know, going to have a new quarterback. You know, I've got no idea who that's going to be. You know, it's kind of a homecoming for Golish a little bit. Sure. It depends on where your season prediction kind of goes. First time this team goes on the road, I'm going to go ahead and say we lose that one.
Okay. First road trip is a lot. So you don't think – well, it's kind of their first road game. They will have been to Atlanta, but not – that's a home game, basically.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much, yeah.
All right, how about Georgia on the road?
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet. I think it's going to be closer, and I think we're actually going to play well there, yeah. You know, for a change. You know, I don't think that, you know, we're going to run plays that we haven't practiced and it just gets thrown in there all of a sudden. But I think we lose a close one there.
All right, so you're calling – Matt is calling for 4-2 through the first half of the season. And then LSU comes in for an 11 a.m. game.
That's going to be a dub. That's a dub.
How about that? I love the confidence. I love it. Just calling it out. At Ole Miss.
That's probably going to be another loss just because, you know, they've got their quarterback back. You know, they got their system in place. They don't have to deal with the LSU coach now. So I think they're going to be pretty salty.
All right. I think Ole Miss is the biggest question mark in the league this year. I really do, because they lost so many of their guys, and the architect of it is gone. Mm-hmm. Golden could be good, but, I mean, the architect of the whole thing is gone. But, all right, you got them 5-3. Arkansas at home.
That's a win.
At Mississippi State.
That's another win.
All right, so 8-3. What are we? 7-3? 7-3. Mm-hmm. Samford at home, 8-3.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got an 8-3 Auburn team going to Tuscaloosa. Alabama's going to start well. Then they've got the only like decently difficult stretch of their schedule, I guess a little over the halfway mark. So nobody knows what they're going to be. You got 8-3 Auburn going to Tuscaloosa. What do you think?
Well, you know, they're going to start a different quarterback, you know, than they had the previous year. By that time, he's not going to be young. But, you know, that's a dub for the good guys. I think the streak's over in T-Town. And honestly, with the lack of recruiting that they're doing, you know, and how – I mean, I know the guy just got an extension, but how long are they going to put up with 3-4 losses every year? Yeah. And, you know, then you lose to what they usually call little brother. You lose there to Golish's first team, you know. Yeah. That team on the other side of the state, you know, things may start happening.
It'd be catastrophic for them. Like that mm-hmm. would be – yeah, the optics of losing to Auburn's coach in his first year, the way they did in 13 and the way they did in 93, I guess it's been – it's been a little while since that's happened, so I like it. So you're calling for 9-3. Mm-hmm. So if you like Matt's picks, you can hammer the overs everywhere that you see those record predictors. All right, what did you think about this? What, like, that's the end of the show?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it went pretty great.
I think so, too. You know, it's a blast, not only because, you know, I just really enjoy watching you guys on a daily basis. You know, I usually kind of catch you on my lunch break and – you know, to be able to get really good, you know, kind of really upbeat, but then also up-to-date content, you know, for Auburn fans that, you know, are kind of craving that right now, you know, this yeah. part of the year. It's just, it's been really cool.
But you're part of that now too. Like you help deliver upbeat content to other Auburn fans today.
Well, like I was coming into it today thinking, you know, this is like a little league, you know, batter pitch hitting for Babe Ruth, you know, because Zach's great at what he does. He really is. And so hopefully, you know, we don't have too many people unsubscribe and, you know, thumbs down the video.
No, don't do that. Listen, the post show is coming up next. And so the way you get the post show and the way you get the latest recruit film breakdowns and other special shows. We got a week daily offering for you as well. Afternoon Delight. It's posted every day too. You can join for $6 a month on YouTube. If you're already subscribed to the channel, that button becomes a join button, and you can enjoy those membership privileges. So including the Village Vice post show. So that's going to do it for today's show. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. However you get the program, remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.